Securing employment is a big challenge for many job seekers. The market is so choked with applicants looking for vacancies that are either non-existent, competitive or few. Should one secure employment, do we critically read through the appointment letters, taking note of terms of engagement on issues like resignation, termination of appointment and employee rights and responsibilities, and that of their employer? Do appointment letters state these terms? Radio Ghana speaks to labour consultant and alternative dispute resolution expert Austin Gami on terms of appointment and resignations.
It should necessarily state when you are exiting, the notice period you should give, both sides of the coin. Assuming that it was management that was terminating her now, they would have simply said, we agreed that we will not give anyone notice. That's what they would have said. So if she's going, I do not see the reason why it's beneficial to her now at this point in time. And therefore, they cannot make reference that she should come and give notice.
Many young people do not know that there's a labor act or labor law that binds the working environment. So you are going into unemployment. Your letter of appointment does not state all these terms of resignation or termination. Should you insist on it?
We take section 19 of the labor act. The title is exception. If you have not written anything or you have written something that inures to the benefit of somebody, you don't seek to vary it at the time of exiting. I mean, it doesn't mean nobody will take it.
If someone is working for a particular company, she decides that she doesn't want to work with the company anymore, and then she submits her letter on Monday to the company of a new month, and the company says, I'm not going to pay you your salary for the month you've worked for, does she have any rights or does she have anything she can do?
If there is no contractual obligation between the two of you to give notice, and you abruptly end your service to the company, let's say in the first week of the month of July, you had not contributed anything to the business development and growth throughout the month. You don't expect them to pay you for the whole of the month of July, because it's not fair when you cannot give notice, when they are also not obligated to give you notice, and then you expect that even though you do not attend work, you will be paid for the remaining 3 weeks that you didn't contribute anything. If you are on leave, we go on leave, we stay. That's a different story.
What options are left for such a person?
If you do not have any contractual obligation between you and the employer, everybody exits on the terms or retain on the terms as it were. So there is really no obligation on the employer to pay anything. Now, there's very little room for that person now to be. But if it's strongly, or she strongly feels that she has a say and there's some clarity that you and I are not aware yet, you could proceed to the National Labour Commission to seek help.